So I came across John McCain's concession speech earlier on today. It was 2008. He and Sarah Palin had lost to Obama and Biden, of course. And what struck me this morning, as it struck me at the time, actually, is just what a class act McCain was and how different he seems now, and how, it's one of those times when it's a bit like in the UK years and years ago when William Hague lost an election. He made a speech afterwards, and you thought, well, if you'd have spoken like that before, then maybe you'd have won it, because it was just amazing, gracious, powerful speech, and that's exactly what McCain did as well. I mean, obviously, I'm contrasting that with what's happening, or at least not happening, in the US at the moment. But, Aristotle teaches us in Poetics that there are three sort of core elements to public speaking, to kind of rhetoric, and that's logos, which is logic, pathos, which is emotion, and ethos, which are ethics. And you can see in McCain's speech the kind of the ethical basis, the moral basis on which he'd run for the presidency and lost. And if you haven't watched it, or if you haven't seen it, or if you haven't seen it since 2008, it's really worth watching. It's not long, but it's really worth watching when we want to, because endings are important. I've said this before on the podcast. This is episode 46, by the way, I think. Endings are important. My family and I have been re-watching Merlin, which is a BBC TV series from a few years ago. And, at the end of it, essentially Arthur dies. As he does at the end of the legend, like, and I think I've talked about this before, like Robin Hood at the end of the Robin Hood legends, he lies down on his deathbed and he fires an arrow and he says, "Bury me where this arrow lands." And the reason it matters, the reason endings matter, is because that's what we remember. And with McCain, that's what I remember. I remember an obviously decent man doing his best. And when it didn't work out for him, giving a fantastic, honourable, decent concession speech. Like I said before, a class act. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story, whether you're at the start, in the middle, or towards the end, means business.